After a Cassidy timeout, it's first and 10 for them at the 11-yard line in their own zone. 9 minutes, 50 seconds left in regulation. 28-8, Redhawks lead by 20. Never trailed in this ballgame. Before Bannex got on the board, it was Cassidy 22-0. A little bit of a sparse crowd as the rain continues to pour down here in Bad Axe on homecoming night. Sending Catherell under center, full house tee, three men in the backfield behind him, and we have a fumble, and he picks it up for himself. Broken play, and he's out for the right. No one in front of him. He's to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, and to the 40, to the 30, 35, 20,
he's
10, 5,
gone,
touchdown, Cassidy.
That's a towel.
But we have a...
Oh, I think that's a towel, isn't it?
We're not quite sure back here.
The towel looked like it came off of Jack Clancy as he was running down the field.
Regardless, though, broken play results in touchdown. A touchdown. Touchdown, Cassidy. Start at the 11-yard line, and 89 yards later, San Cathrell finds himself in the end zone with 9:35 left in the fourth quarter.
How about that? A bad exchange from the center to the quarterback. It's the third time tonight Santa Cathrell was not able to take the snap from the center. This time the ball hits the ground, bounces right back up to him, and it's like heaven's gates open. He runs right through the opening and untouched into the end zone 80-some yards later. Unbelievable, the break that Cassidy catches right there.
89 yards and 16 seconds in one play.
That was a great year.
It was. 9:35 left, and we have a timeout called by, I believe, Cassidy.
You had a 50-50 shot there. I don't know.
We're not quite sure. Regardless, doesn't really matter either. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Have you ever dreamed of owning a luxury car or SUV but thought, oh, they are just too much money? Here at Moore Motor Sales in Caro, we want to show you how you can do just that. The luxurious Lincoln MKZ has 0% financing for 60 months to well-qualified buyers, plus $4,000 rebate. The hot Lincoln MKC crossover also has 0% financing. Financing for 60 months to well-qualified buyers, plus $2,250 in rebates at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro.
A wet and cold, rainy night in Bad Axe, Michigan, in week number 6. After summer-like conditions all week long, a official's timeout on the field. So, Dave, neither of us were correct. It was not a Bad Axe or Cassidy timeout, official timeout.
Exactly why we don't play roulette.
Landed on zero on that one. Quite the mood here in Bad Axe. PA system currently playing Prince Purple Rain. Best song I've heard so far this year. Going for two, T formation. Under center would be number 20, Jared Nagel. Handoff, getting close to the end zone, and its two-point conversion is good.
Brendan Hamilton on that carry gets into the end zone for two for Cassidy.
So they extend the lead out a little bit more, and it's now Cassidy 36, Bad Axe 8, 9:35 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, nice play there again. Cathrell breaking off what was a busted play, turned into a gold mine as he scrambles all the way down the field, 89 yards for a score, followed by the Hamilton run. And as you've seen, number 20, that was Jared Nagel, checked into the game at quarterback. So you're going to see a little more of that now for Cassidy. You're see some of the other guys get in. Hopefully guys like Nick Perry, who are clearly not healthy, get a chance to rest here in the fourth quarter.
Coming up for the Cassidy schedule. Next week, they are hosting Vassar, then at Reese, and finish the regular season against Caro. So a pretty easy route for them the rest of the season out here. They currently sit at 4-1, more than likely moving on to 5-1, even though there's 9 minutes and 35 seconds left in regulation here in Bad Axe.
Absolutely, Clark. No point in risking any more injuries for Cassidy. Get some of the young guys out on the field. It's the best thing they can do.
Cassidy taking their time, setting up this kick at their own 40-yard line. That'd be number 80, Zach Beecher, a junior, with the kicking duties. 36-8, Cassidy out by 28 points.
Jack Clancy and Ryan Winter deep to receiving.
I got a final over in Ubley, Clark. 26-14, Ubley defeats Sandusky.
And Vanex brings in the kick, and it's still on their feet at about the 47-yard line before forward progress brings him down. That was Jesse Nye on the return for the Vanex Hatchets. Number 11, Ethan Fetterhoff with the tackle for the Kansas City Redhawks. First and 10 for the Vanex Hatchets at their own 46-yard line.
Something we've been saying all night, good field position for Vanex to start this drive as they are only 4 yards shy of midfield. So a good return by the Bad Axe special teams, giving their offense good field position.
First and 10 for the Bad Axe Hatchets. First and 10 for the Hatchets at their own 47-yard line. Deckerville scores with 11 minutes and 20 seconds left in the fourth. Now opens up by 7 points, 32 to 25. Battle of the Unbeatens in Morris tonight in Eight Player Football. Single wing on the left hash for the Hatchets, moving left to right across the radio. Counter coming around the right side. And this one's a handoff to number three, Jesse Nye. This one goes nowhere. Brought caught in the backfield for a gain, or for a loss of a yard, back at the 45-yard line. Tackle made by Dalton Powell, defensive end for Cass City.
That play was going nowhere fast. Dalton Powell, not being fooled by the counter play, gets off his tackle and holds his position and is able to make the stop in the backfield.
You know, Dave, I really enjoy the bright towels of Bad Axe.
Yellow's not a good call.
But yellow towel to keep the ball dry.
Defense, 15 yards, first down.
That actually was a flag. See what I mean?
So unsportsmanlike conduct against the sideline of Cass City. So 15 yards on automatic first down. March them off, and all of a sudden they're in Cass City territory at the 40-yard line.
I kind of feel like that penalty was random. I'm not sure where that came from.
Well, kind of perfectly describes tonight a little bit, Dave. First and 10 from the 40-yard line of Kansas City. Bad Axe on the offense, trailing by 28 points. Man in motion, and we have movement on the line, and this is going to be encroachment against Kansas City. So the woes continue on the penalty game for the Redhawks.
They sent Jesse Nye in motion, and that was enough to throw off the Cass City defensive line, as it appears. I agree with you, Clark, that they jumped offsides or some sort of encroachment.
Like the interior defensive tackle. Well, they're going to say this was actually a false start. So, Dave, we've been
wrong. False start, the offensive line, 5 yards, replay first down.
This is a first, the entire offensive line, false start.
Just keep things simple.
So if the entire offensive line has a false start, wouldn't that be officially a snap? I'm just fooling around here now.
Absolutely.
You know? First and 15 now for the Hatchets at their own 45, at the Cass City 45-yard line. 6:53 left in regulation. Clock winding down. It's a 28-point ball game. Cass City 36, Bad Axe with a lone score of 8. That came in the second quarter. Single wing to the right, splitting the hash marks of the 45 of Cass City.
There it is again.
And we have another flag.
This one was pretty easy. Austin Mozak, so the guilty party on this one for Bad Axe.
False start, number 24 on the offense. 5 yards, replay first down.
So we're at the midfield at 50-yard line. First down and 20. Line of scrimmage at the 50. First down marker at Cleveland Street. FedEx comes out of the huddle with the first and 20 in front of him. 6.5 left in regulation, trailing by 28 points. Sticking to that same formation all night long, single wing. A direct snap to, that would be Wainer.
Brian Wainer.
He's down to the 40, across from the original line of scrimmage, down to the 38-yard line, but away from the ball, way away from the ball. We have flags flying.
Penalty markers down.
All over the place.
Oh, there's definitely a holding call, and then Hunter Vaughn's going to get an unsportsmanlike penalty as well, as he picked up the official's flag and threw it back at him.
Well, maybe he had a runny nose. I'm not sure.
Or maybe he's like us and thought it was a towel as well.
Sometimes, Dave, the broadcast just goes off the rails, and sometimes it's better just to watch it go off.
Yeah, it's one of those nights.
We're getting close to that point. It's like the end of, was it, Back to the Future 2?
I don't know, but only about 30 seconds has gone off the clock.
All right.
Holding on the defense, number 89. From the end of the run, replay first down. No result in a first down.